Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
The Life of St. Philip Neri by Antonio Galonio, Book 1, Section 4. Philip entered the city of Rome and lodged at the home of a Florentine citizen, one Galeato Caccia, for a few years. Here he gave clear indications of his love for God. He lived a strict life, sweetened by his constant prayer, till it savored of heaven. He ate but once a day, contenting himself with simple food and water to drink. Occasionally, and maybe even frequently, he abstained from food altogether for 3 days, in his determination to master his physical desires. He was always fond of making fun of himself and held all worldly matters in contempt so that he could enjoy a total dedication to Christ. Hating and despising selfishness, he longed to return the love of Christ, his beloved. Day and night he was eager for the constant contemplation of God alone. Not satisfied with that, as his love for Christ increased daily to an amazing extent, he was driven by that very love to ask in every prayer that he might do greater things and suffer more for the very love of that same Christ. Philip enjoyed night vigils, found consolation in tears, sought out opportunities for work. In short, there was nothing that he thought might please God that he did not embrace. So here is something that happened to him at that very period, which I will not pass over in silence. He was traveling one day and met some characters of very dubious morality. Prompted by an evil spirit, and perhaps attracted by his good looks, they cast modesty aside and invited him, chaste youth that he was, to join them in sin. He did his best to get away from them, which is what he really wanted, but he was unable to, which upset him greatly. But suddenly it occurred to him that the word of God, which is keener than a two-edged sword, has a great influence in softening the hearts of wicked men. He launched into them, then, with a sermon about divine matters and about the vileness of sin, and so enlightened their minds that the word of God had the effect of setting them free from all temptations of that sort, and quite put them off the sin they had planned. More than that, it turned them into reformed characters, as the Lord gave his assistance in the matter. Now there is a wonderful example of God's goodness. Those who came to entrap him were themselves trapped for their own greater good by an unarmed youth, simply by his preaching the word of God. They did not leave the scene before they had rid themselves of the virus of their iniquity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, gentle guide of youth, patron of thy own, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Galonio, in this section 4, uses the word love over and over again. Saint Philip wanted to do things to return the love of Christ, his beloved. So what's at the center of St. Philip's life when he's 18? The love of Christ. Who matters more to him than anyone else? Jesus Christ. And the love that he has for Christ leads him to want to pray with Christ. It leads him to want to be in contemplation of Christ. And contemplation is that loving knowledge of Christ. It's a really love-inspired prayer. It's a prayer in which the soul begins to receive God's infused gift of prayer, that living water, in which the soul wants to love Christ more and more. It wants to be with Christ. And when St. Philip felt that love, it motivated him to try to remove from his life whatever was keeping him from a greater love of Christ. Above all, he saw himself as doing that. That's why he loved to make fun of himself, to laugh at himself, because he saw the various ways that his fallen human nature kept him from loving Christ. He especially saw at that age his desire for food as being something that he really had to get a better handle on. And so he undertook a very strict regime of eating. But notice what comes first. He doesn't fast, and then become a great lover of God. No, what's first is the love of God. A moderate amount of bodily mortification, a bodily amount of self-denial is important. But when one begins to practice these more and more, it's love inspired. We don't make ourselves into lovers of God. It's a gift. We have to pray for it. And then we want to return that love. We return love for love. And the more that we know we're loved, St. Bernardine of Siena said, the easier it is to love in return. And how do we know we begin to love God more? Well, when we want to do things that would please God. And when we find things that please God, we try to embrace them. St. Philip was never content with something he had done. He never really thought he had done very much for God. Because the more one loves, the more one knows how loving and lovable God is. And St. Philip prayed to do greater things for God. But when he came to him, he was doing something kind of small. He was tutoring two young boys. They eventually became a Cistercian. The other both became priests. He really trained them in the love of God. But then he had this encounter with two other men. Men who wanted him to sin. Who wanted to commit sexual sins with him. And St. Philip became aware of what was going on, Father Galonio says. He tried to run, which is what St. Philip normally says is the best advice in matters of impurity. Flee, run. It's the cowards who win in the battle of purity, he said. So St. Philip tries to run. He tries to get away. And these two guys won't let him get away. There's nowhere he can go. He's kind of trapped. We don't know the exact details. He was cornered in some way. And what does St. Philip do? He preaches to them. This just came to him. It's a kind of inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit suddenly helped him see what he should do. And he preached this sermon that not only allowed him to escape, but actually he converted these two young men. So let us, on this fourth day of this book, not underestimate what the Lord might be asking us to do. Let us never underestimate the power of our words, even as a layman. The power that our words might have to convert other people. The fact that we have been confirmed, that we've received the sacrament of confirmation, means that we've been given the grace and the infused character to bear witness to Christ even in difficulties. That we have a mission to bring Christ to other people. And we're going to see as we go forward the life of St. Philip, that St. Philip was doing all this as a layman. He's in Rome till he's 35 as a layman. He's only ordained a priest 17 years later. He's living celibately. He's preaching. He's fasting. He's praying, spending long hours in prayer as a layman. He never wanted to be a priest. He didn't think you had to be a priest to be an apostle. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.